Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets engaging in their first bridge battle for the 2019-20 campaign, taking on St. Scholastica here at the Mertz tonight. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polkowski. And coach, you know, I feel like it's been a few days since we last talked. Obviously, it has been a few days, but it feels like it's been a little longer than that since you've played a game, a whole game in between when we last chatted before the game against Northland. But nice two wins to start out the conference season. No question about it. You went on the road, took care of business, got a couple of nice wins. Did it in different fashion each time. A little bit more defensive pressure the second game. Got the offense rolling a bit more in the first game. So showed some diversity in your squad. Showed some balance in your squad. And must feel good being 2-0 heading into the game here tonight against St. Scholastica.
Yeah, I think it's everything we could ask for with you know, going into a game with Scholastica. I mean, it's always a big game. It has that rival feel around it, which it is. But even more important even than that is, you know, as you mentioned, starting off conference play 2-0, and even, you know, on top of that, being able to do that on the road against Northland and North Central. We've really struggled in the road on the road the last 2 years I've been here, and somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we've had two true road wins in 2 years. So for us to pick up two, you know, road wins in the same week was really big for us. And as you mentioned, you know, we've done it in some different ways, but I'm happy where we're at after week one, and obviously going into a very challenging week this week.
You know, we talked about it before the Northland game. Played a very rigorous non-conference schedule. Played three WIAC schools right in a row. Played a MIAC school. Played a top 10 opponent in Nebraska Wesleyan. You guys have been certainly been tested as far as the non-conference goes. But now we're starting to see some of the fruits of that labor, I feel like, now going in the conference season. The game against Northland got tight a little bit in the second half. They made a push after you guys jumped out on them early. And then, you know, as that game wore on, you guys really kind of wear them out a little bit, went on a nice run at the end of the game. And then, like I said, that game against North Central wasn't always the prettiest game. Offensive efficiency numbers were down, but we're able to still pull out the victory. And you get the sense that with this team, those early season games, that really rigorous non-conference schedule is starting to kind of the lessons that were learned and the experiences you guys went through are really starting to come to fruition a little bit here as the season wears on.
Yeah, 100%. No, you're spot on with that. And, you know, I looked at I am not necessarily a fan because I'm not in the position to be a fan of it. But you do kind of – you look at the polls a little bit. They just released a top 25, I think, on Monday. And, you know, Eau Claire was receiving votes. Point was ranked. You know, River Falls played a lot of those teams that were, you know, in that top 25. Nebraska Wesleyan still sits at 8 in the country. You know, we played a Concordia team that, you know, has picked up some good wins since. Marion's played really well against some teams. So I think not only does it put you through that rigor that you mentioned, but I think we learned in that time, you know, what the standard is, and we didn't fall short of that. Not necessarily in our performance, but setting the standard of what it's going to take because, you know, you went against the best. And that standard doesn't change, you know, going into whether it's Scholastica, North Central, Northland. I mean, the standard is the standard, and it really doesn't change based on the opponent, but based on what we expect. So that definitely allowed us, as you mentioned, to learn some things and learn things about one another. And yeah, lots happened in this time, you know, whether it's the first week of conference, looking back at non-conference play, which is kind of still present in our minds, even though we're getting into conference play, we've definitely been able to go through a lot of that and reflect.
You know, also a big week for V. Milikovic, obviously. Now the UMAC Player of the Week, 24-14 against Northland, 15-8 against North Central. But they were two different kinds of games. But overall, a really nice week for your senior forward.
Yeah, he's earned it. You know, he got off to a really good start at Northland. Gave us a big boost there offensively. I thought against North Central, he again played well. I think, you know, saw a little bit of different defense out of North Central. I think he had a great game. I think he left a few on the table out there, not because of effort or anything like that. Ball just didn't go down. I know he could shoot a little better from the line than he did, but you know, he did a great job. He's really dialed in, and I think offensively as a whole, you know, we did kind of grind a little bit last week, and things didn't really, I don't even know if I want to say the word take off, but weren't, you know, as you mentioned, as efficient as we'd like to be. And I'm hopeful moving forward, those things will start to grab on a little bit more.
You know, it's interesting also, I noticed something in the stats against North Central specifically. You guys had four different players who had six rebounds, at least six rebounds. That's the first time that's happened, and I don't even know how long. So it says something about how your team is growing up as the season goes on as well, finding new ways to win games. Because when you're missing a lot of shots, you got to rebound, and you guys did that pretty much with a vengeance against North Central.
Yeah, you know, we did definitely rebound collectively against North Central, and I think, again, that's a standard. You know, I thought against Northland, we really dictated that side of it. You know, and against North Central, we actually got out-rebounded. We did rebound well as a team, as you noted. And I think a big reason for us getting out-rebounded was we just did not shoot the ball well, did not finish as well as we're capable of. So, you know, it gave them more opportunities at defensive rebounds. I thought on our defensive end, we did rebound well. And you have to rebound as a team. We do have a little size, but we're not overly big in length, physicality. We do have a presence there, but it's not I don't think it's really going to outshine any other team's size. If anything, it might even be under. So we do have to rebound as a team and let guys really fill the stat sheet with rebounds that way.
And now starting this game against St. Scholastica, it's a team that is a little bit in transition as well. They lost some key players off last year's squad. Coach Dave Staniger's had a really nice team the last few years, and certainly they've had their fair share of success recently against you guys. But new year, new team, you know, and they're coming off a game where they scored 120 points against Crown. Yep. So it should be another entertaining game tonight. And what else can you tell us about the Saints?
Yeah, I think I'd agree that there's – you know, either maybe we're in transition, are in transition. I mean, they had some early injuries to some guys. I think they're a somewhat a different team, but I think if you really take a step back, they might be deeper even than they had been in the past with the very successful teams they've had. I think that the talent is definitely still there, maybe highlighted in some different areas than it's been in the past. I mean, they've got some real good players in Wilkin, Quinn Fisher, Jack Silgan off the bench. You know, if he comes off the bench, Colin Anderson, Nick Carlson, sophomore for them, has really played well. So there's definitely some talented pieces there. They might produce a little differently than they had in the past, but yeah, definitely the talent's there. And, you know, like you said, they just put up 120 against Crown. They've always scored the ball really well, put numbers up. So, you know, definitely have our hands full, to say the least, tonight.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time and good luck tonight against the Saints.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polakowski. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and then the opening tip of this bridge battle number one for the 2019-20 campaign right after this. This is Yellow Jacket men's basketball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.